The Mandalorian had done her job. He did not know the woman's real name, so in his mind she had become a title, the Mandalorian. He knew only that she worked for money, hated the Jedi for some personal reason known only to herself, and was extraordinarily skilled. The message told him that the planet's defense grid had gone dark. Yet none of the thousands of sentients who shared the plaza with him looked concerned. No alarm had sounded. Military and security ships were not racing through the sky. The civilian and military authorities were oblivious to the fact that Coruscant's security net had been compromised. But they would notice it before long, and they would disbelieve what their instruments told them. They would run a test to determine if the readings were accurate. By then, Coruscant would be aflame. "We are moving," he keyed into the device. "Meet us within." He took one last look around at the children and their parents playing, laughing, eating, everyone going about their lives, unaware that everything was about to change.
"Come,"
he said to Alina, and picked up his pace. His cloak swirled around him, so too his anger. Moments later, he received another coded transmission, this one from the hijacked dropship. "Jump complete. On approach. Arrival in 90 seconds. Ahead, he saw the four towers surrounding the stacked tiers of the Jedi Temple, its ancient stone as orange as fire in the light of the setting sun. The civilians seemed to give it a wide berth, as if it were a holy place rather than one of sacrilege. He would reduce it to rubble. He walked toward it, and fate walked beside him. Statues of long-dead Jedi Masters lined the approach to the temple's enormous doorway. The setting sun stretched the statues' tenebrous forms across the Duracrete. He walked through the shadows and past them, noting some names. Odon Ur, Uru, Arca Jeth.
"You have been deceived," he whispered to them. "Your time is past."
Most of the Jedi Order's current masters were away, either participating in the sham negotiations on Alderaan or protecting Republic interests off-planet. But the temple was not entirely unguarded. Three uniformed Republic soldiers, blaster rifles in hand, stood watchful near the doors. He sensed two more on a high ledge to his left. Alina tensed beside him, but she did not falter. He checked his chrono again. 53 seconds. The three soldiers, wary, watched him and Alina approach. One of them spoke into a wrist comlink, perhaps querying a command center within. They would not know what to make of Malgus. Despite the war, they felt safe in their enclave, in the center of the Republic. He would teach them otherwise.
"Stop right there," one of them said.
"I cannot stop,"
Malgus said, too softly to hear behind the respirator.
"Not ever,"